it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
0-0.
This Sunday, the Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good evening, 501 for the Score Update Studio.
I want to destroy you. I want to humiliate you. I want you to have no doubt in your mind that I'm the better person. I'm the better human being. I'm the better athlete. That I don't care what we were doing. You can't beat me in anything.
Why?
That I decide to be great
at. Why do you think that?
Because I'm better than you.
CBS's Bart Scott, the former NFL linebacker, has clearly heard the Score's Dan Bernstein's work. Thankfully, Terry was there to help get Dan back on his feet, and they continued talking. Scott was talking right there about the competitive nature of football players and the difficulty of finding an outlet for that competitiveness post-retirement. Scott's going to be a part of CBS's mega coverage on Super Bowl Sunday, and Scott's CBS teammate Norman Julius Boomer Esiason will join Boers and Bernstein coming up at around 5:15. NBA, the Bulls in Sacramento, where they've lost 3 straight games by an average of nearly 30 points per game. Mike Dunleavy has been recalled from the D-League. He's expected to play at some point during the road trip. Dunleavy hasn't played since back surgery in September. Hockey fresh off that victory over Colorado, the Blackhawks in Arizona tomorrow. The Hawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas. It's a 20-game suspension for Calgary defenseman Dennis Wideman. That's for hitting a linesman last week. College basketball tonight, Illinois at Rutgers on the Score, 5:30 tip. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Crispy thin crust, sweet tomato sauce, and premium toppings covered in fresh mozzarella cheese. You'll score big with Aurelio's as your pizza choice for the big game. Visit www.aureliospizza.com to find the location nearest you, delivery, and catering options. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Boers and Bernstein.
Sexual shopping.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Yes, we are.
670 The Score.
And at 503 Boars and Bernstein, we are on Radio Row at Super Bowl Eel. They're not, and really,
they're not calling it Super Bowl Eel.
No, they're not.
They're not? Who's not calling it that? Everybody I run into on the street, even the guys down in the 300-foot hole. I said, what Super Bowl is it? Dumbass. Okay. All right. And I love the fact that their reporters are everywhere. They're out at the stadium out in front there when there's nothing happening. You know, there's nothing going on there. All right, I'm out here. We're at Super City. What? Sounds like a discount store. How about it, Super City?
Super City. You got a television.
Yo, Mama Super City. It's great. It is just what I expected it to be at this stage of the Super Bowl. Just what I expected.
Yeah, now you get the crowds are rolling in here because we thought that there would be. We knew that our individual area was only accessible to those with credentials.
I told you.
But if you buy your ticket to the Super Bowl experience, I don't know how much it is,
they want you
to go in and buy all the overpriced gear and everything that you probably don't need, and then you can circle back through, and we're just kind of zoo animals on display here. Did you see that they have a life-size mock-up of the quote-unquote... did you miss the wax figures upstairs? I'll get back to that in a second. There is Left Shark from the Katy Perry halftime show last year, the famous sort of laconic Left Shark that didn't have the dance moves of Right Shark. And I guess you can take your picture with Left Shark.
Or Left Eye Lopes.
That's a tough get.
No, can't get it? Okay, sorry.
But upstairs, if you go up, initially when we got here, they told us media center, upstairs.
But
if you go back to what they call the media lounge, it isn't really a lounge, it's just like a collection of plastic chairs.
Yeah.
That's really lousy. They have wax figures of Francis Ford Coppola and Tony Bennett.
And that's who they're going to put out. That's who they're putting out there.
But you stand next, you go up, I should take a picture. That you go, I mean, you the closer you get to it, I mean, it's like every pore of skin is done on these things. The quality on these is remarkable. You can't believe
it. I'll check it out. We haven't had time today. It's hard to work your way around and enjoy the Super Bowl experience when you're here. I mean, when you're like right here in the middle of it, you don't enjoy it. And plus the fact, I don't want to dissipate the huge crowd that is here to see us.
They were here to see Hub. They bailed.
They bailed. They stopped cheering and they left. They followed Hub. He's got two columns to do. We're trying to coax Hub into lasting and staying, coming out to dinner tonight because just that takes the pressure off all of his Hub there with those giant pockets.
There's no money in them.
So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we expect a conversation with the man, I believe, at CBS who is the number one football voice in all of CBS.
Certainly the hardest worker. I don't know when the guy sleeps because it's hard enough to do a morning radio show, which makes you die younger. It takes years off your life. You end up looking like Lynn Bramer, and you're just
or Mully. No, that's not true.
You end up just wandering around in a daze, and you're just sort of permanently tired, no matter what. And you get like shift work disorder and non-24
Lynn Bramer
blindness.
Walked by me the other day, didn't even know it was me.
You have to kind of punch him in the arms sometimes to get his attention.
Okay, hey Lynn. He's not paying attention. That's fine. No, I don't mind that. I understand his hours, and I understand that hours after that, he's still there.
I have been told, by the way, I was concerned that last night I didn't see the original Jack in the Box tacos on the menu. There are several people who said, just order them. They're there. If you want original tacos,
$2
whatever it is, you don't have to get the specialty monster tacos.
No, I don't want the monster. I want the damn real thing.
All right, we'll break it out now and wait for Boomer Esiason to join us in Boars and Bernstein on The Score.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
From Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco, I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. In things you don't hear every day, apparently Colin Kaepernick wants to play for, wait for it, the New York Jets. Most people, when they move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, don't say, I can't wait to get to Fort Worth. Heading up to Minnesota, nobody says, I'd love to check out St. Paul. And if you're thinking about playing in the NBA, you don't hear players say, if I could only get drafted by the Brooklyn Nets. There's long and storied franchises in professional and college sports. And then there's the other franchise in town. That's really what the Jets have become since Joe Namath retired. Sure, they've had spots of really good teams or very good runs in the playoffs, but whoever says I want to play for the Jets? Maybe what Kaepernick is saying is, if Ryan Fitzpatrick can do it, why can't I? Either way, it's interesting to hear somebody want to play for a team that nobody ever opines for. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Have you taken a close look at Schneider's team truck driving opportunities? As a team driver, you and your partner make more money than solo drivers and drive the newest equipment. Schneider is hiring and leasing team drivers now as we continue to grow in 2016. Now including sign-on bonuses up to $15,000 per team. Take a closer look today at Team Driving with Schneider. Company drivers, visit schneiderjobs.com. Small business owner operators, visit schneideroweroperators.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Limit 2.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
I see him on those family, and I love that thing, that shtick they're doing with the family commercials. Unfortunately, his wife stuck a butcher knife in his chest.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Nancy.
Hello, friend.
Called to secure a VA loan with the entitlement she earned stationed in Iraq, and after thanking Nancy for her service, David explained the benefits of VA loans, like financing 100% of the purchase price, no PMI, and being able to receive a seller's closing cost credit up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and home inspector. If you're a veteran purchasing a home and you want to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you, your fellow veterans, and everybody currently serving our country, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA and MLS 19186. pearlmortgage.com/.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 514, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We expect Boomer Esiason, and we are weird. I forgot that we were on at 530, even though I got a note this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
we all got a note this morning.
I got a note. It said, he out. Okay. We out. Got to get out of here at 5:30.
So you think if we go to Chinatown, you can handle some of the realness? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've got your pills with you. You can make sure that you're all set. You can get a little Sichuan or Hunan.
Yeah.
Clay pot stuff.
I mean,
okay.
These other places, these Chinese fusion. I don't need veal. Yeah. I don't need that stuff. Give me. You know, look. Everything Chinese. I don't. If you want to eat Chinese fusion, that's for you. If you want to eat Chinese, I'm here for
you. All right, we'll give you the hookup. I'm taking you down to Chinatown.
Take me down to Chinatown.
Yep, we're going to do that. Although, technically, I think it's up. It wouldn't be down to Chinatown. I think technically it's up. Here it's up.
And here, by the way,
in Chicago, it's down.
This guy here is the best guy on CBS Sports at breaking down football.
You guys are great. Thank you.
No.
You guys are the best guys on Chicago radio ever in the history of sports.
We suck, and then we can't do anything about it. But you, I'm serious about this. I mean,
this is Boomer Esiason, by the way. Oh, thank you, guys.
The best.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just try to be honest. Call it like as I see it, right? That's what they always say in this business. And I know that I have a family to feed. I don't worry about any friendships. I got a family to feed. I got business bills. I got bills coming out my wazoo. I got college tuitions and everything.
Based on your work schedule,
yes.
How big is your family?
Two kids. They eat up a lot. You have no idea.
They're the most expensive children ever walked the face of the earth.
You have no idea. And any other athlete out here that's doing what I'm doing tells you they're doing it because they love it. They're lying to you. It's all about business, man.
Every time I turn on the radio or TV, you're on it. It's like there's three of you.
Well, we got about another week to go through that, and then finally my schedule will calm down. But you know, my bosses at CBS are great to me. They allowed me to do my thing on the NFL today. They allowed me to have our radio show in New York, WFAN, of course. That's simulcast on the CBS Sports Network. Then I get to work on Showtime. And then every now and then they'll throw me in a prime time like they did last night on the Super Bowl's greatest commercial show. So I got a great boss. I don't let them really know what I'm all doing because I think if they really knew how much I was doing, they'd probably say, fire that some bitch. He's probably making too much money.
Yeah, don't want your head up there above the others. They see it, they chop it off.
Well, that's okay. You know, and we had talked to Bart Scott before, and that's a trip. That is a trip.
Tell me about it.
I mean,
I have to sit next to him every week, twice, you know, on Sunday for about 8 hours.
There's something still burning in there. There's something unquenchable that is. I don't know how long that lasts. He's gonna be like an old man, like looking like Bill Russell or something, still sounding
still
like that.
Still want to kick your ass.
You know what? He's so much fun to work with. He was a lot. You know, I worked with Shannon Sharp, and I'm on the radio.
God almighty, it's a
Niners fan. There's not a shock there.
Take nightmare. A picture, man.
Hey, we beat him in the Super Bowl. All right, I get it. Where's Joe Montana when you need him?
Boring somebody.
Probably. Boring somebody with a vineyard. Somebody was asking me about Joe Montana because, you know, he beat us in Super Bowl 23. And I say, here's the difference between me and Joe Montana. When we make an appearance together, I get $5,000, he gets $495,000. And I have to sit there and I got to be the foil for the great Joe Montana, which is fine with me.
But you're the one with the thought.
But he's the one with the four rings, dude. That's called respect right there. When that man walks in, you respect that son of a gun. And we've become pretty good friends over the years.
Is he in the wine business now?
He is. Today I took a trip. And went to go see Tom Seaver. Tom Seaver was my hero when I was a kid. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, when he was with the Mets. I know you guys had him at the White Sox.
Before the White Sox, yeah.
So here's the interesting thing now. So I go out to his vineyard. It's out in Calistoga, Florida. It's up in Napa. He's got about a 4.5-acre vineyard. That's where he grows his Cabernet Sauvignon. And here I am with Tom Seaver today, walking around on his vineyard, just kind of reminiscing about, you know, me as a kid.
You were a pitcher, too.
I was, and he was one of my idols, and I love the guy. And I'm trying to get the Mets to put a statue out in front of Citi Field of him, much like they did for Chicago, you know, with Michael Jordan, right? And didn't you guys just do another one there?
There's statues all over the place.
You have a couple hockey statues,
yep,
right?
The Cubs have a ton of statues, and then one day they're all going to reanimate and they're going to destroy everybody.
You guys in Chicago do it right. You have great sports fans. You got great sports franchises. And we do in New York, too. But, you know, only the Yankees really do it truly right. The Knicks and the Rangers, we don't have anything out on the street. It would probably get vandalized if we
said
former
Knicks.
Exactly. Not a former Knicks out on the street.
In New York, you can't do it because of the giant piles of garbage
you
everywhere.
Right. But, you know, Yankee Stadium is beautiful now. They do it right from a, you know, from a franchise perspective. They have that whole outfield wall of fame and all that other stuff. Canyon of Heroes, I guess they call it. I'm a Met fan, so... You know, we build Citi Field, and we have Jackie Robinson Rotunda. He didn't play for the Mets. He played for the Dodgers in Brooklyn. And our owners, the Wilpons, are Brooklyn Dodger fans. It goes all the way back to then. And I love
Jerry Reinsdorf.
I love honoring Jackie Robinson, and every stadium does honor Jackie Robinson. I don't know why our owner felt like that had to be his home stadium. When in actuality, there should be a statue of Tom Terrific out in front of Citi Field in that iconic pose.
With the right knee down, just scraping the mound.
Yep. Right. And so I was with him today, and it was such an awesome, awesome thing to be a part of. I got to tell you guys, you know, he's 71 years old now. It looks like he could still pitch, and he's as ornery as ever.
I dealt with him when he got to the White Sox. He would sit in the corner and work a puzzle. And you say, Tom, you got a second? He'd look up and say, no.
No, right. He's the same guy. No. So I go into his office, right? He's got all his baseballs on the wall there. He's got his 300th victory against the Yankees back in 85, in August of 85. And most of the pictures in his office, believe it or not, he's in a Sox uniform. You know that ugly Sox uniform guys used to have?
Yeah, but so ugly it's kind of he had a bad body for it.
Right.
Because the horizontal striping made him look thicker than he probably was.
I said, Tom, really, where are the Met pictures? So the Met pictures are down in the outhouse, down by where he harvests the wine. And I'm like, he's got all these pictures of him and Gil Hodges. And Gil Hodges, he said, was his favorite manager ever to pitch for, maybe the most important person in his life at that point in time, other than his mom. And, it was fun going down memory road.
Now, see, if you could lose those two kids, you can get that vineyard. those two kids leave.
So I asked him, I said, how much did it cost you to buy the land? Mm-hmm. He said, I got it for $500,000 back in 2000.
Oh, my God.
$500,000 in 2000. So he and his wife,
acres?
He and his beautiful wife, Nancy, left Greenwich, Connecticut. Out of the blue, he said, and you know what he said to me? I don't want to be Tom Seaver anymore. I just want to be Tom. And I want to be married to Nancy. And I want to live in obscurity. It's kind of like the way it is for him right now.
Well, Fess Parker
did
the same
thing. Part of me really admires that.
Yeah, I agree
because I get his whole... where he's coming from, and they have a beautiful home. He bought this place for $500,000. It was not a vineyard when he bought it, and he had to take down a whole bunch of trees, had to have a south-facing mountain,
right,
and planted about 5 acres of grapes.
It's only Cabernet?
Yes, GTS, and I'm telling you, we had it today. We had a 2008, I think, vintage, and it was awesome. It really was, and I don't know. I was emotional because I'm like, this is my guy, and I'm taking pictures all over the place. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. Can I move in?
See, when I heard of Fess Parker, I only knew him as a winemaker. But Fess Parker played Davy Crockett, right?
Yeah,
Same kind of thing where some people hear that name now and immediately think the wines and don't even know that he played Davy Crockett.
So he lives on this mountain. I think his driveway is probably about a half a mile long. And it's in Calistoga, California, in the Napa Valley region. And it's just such a beautiful place. And I was so proud and so happy to see my idol doing really, really well.
We spent so much time talking about food and wine all day.
Like, ostensibly, we're talking football.
We're talking about the NFL. I mean, why? It's so boring.
Yeah, it really
Peyton Manning's retiring. Cam Newton's great. Okay, it's all great. We're going to have a great game on Sunday. Two great defenses, and hopefully it comes down to the fourth quarter. That's all I can hope for as a broadcaster.
That's what we hope for CBS, because we talked to all the CBS bosses today, and we hope that that's exactly what happens.
Super Bowl 50, guys. It's pretty cool, right?
Yep, it is pretty cool.
Thanks for having me on. Sorry we didn't talk any football.
We appreciate my friend Andy's coming by, and like I said, I mean that. Even if you only spent 2 minutes with us, still the best CBS has to offer.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean that.
It really means a lot to me.
No, it doesn't. But I understand that.
And shed a tear.
And
and
Tom Seaver wouldn't talk to me, and Steve Carlton did.
And that's saying something.
No, that's yeah.
And I just got a text. Mitch Rosen says, "Please give Boomer my best."
All right, Mitchie's a good man.
Yes,
he is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Boomer, for having me on.
Enjoy Super Bowl week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You got it.
All right, guys.
Thanks very much, Boomer.
Boomer Esiason of CBS of multiple CBS platforms, WFAN and TV and radio, etc. Our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
See what he said?
What'd he say?
Yeah, I heard Boomer.
Mr. Sims. He said Mr. Sims.
Oh, he's that, Mr. Sims.
What the hell? What the hey?
We should call him Mr. Sims. That's great. That's like when Billick said people thought he was Belichick.
Right? That guy, look at him. He's shamed.
Oh,
he's crying. Oh, man. Government. You think Matt Ryan is.
It's okay.
It's okay, dude.
At least he called him Mr. He was trying to be all polite. Yeah, now we're making fun of him.
Now he's in the corner crying and whacking his Peter. All right, we got to get out of here. We got some quick thank yous. I don't think you disturbed him too much.
We thank our guests, Bill Cowher, Herman Moore, Randy Grimes, Vance Johnson, Sean McManus, Bart Scott, Evan Washburn, Brian Billick, Dahani Jones, Hub Arkish, and Boomer Esiason.
See what a difference Chris Tannehill makes?
Oh, and Chris Magikowski.
That's exactly right. He's our magic man. We thank our crack production staff back at Prudential Plaza, Mr. Matt Amedicola.
It's over.
And filling in today for our guy Tannehill, Brett Lyons. I forgot you said no drops. All right, everybody, happy thrilling night. We got Illinois basketball coming your way.
We got Chinese food coming our way.
Yeah,
that's
we got Chinese food coming. And you got a reservation, did you?
I'll figure it out.
Dr. Phone. Call back in 2 months, would you, you little penis? We'll get back to you.
We'll call you. Dr. Phone's Hunan Grill.
Dr. Boy. Hey, I'll get the reservations for you. You're getting crap on a stick, dumbass. All right, everybody have a great night. We will be here tomorrow, we think.
O'er the ramparts we watched.
think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Together, we've been talking Chicago sports for over 16 years now.
Wow, really? That long?
Hey, Terry Bores here, along with Dan Bernstein.
16 years, that's an eternity.
But it's a never-ending supply of Chicago sports stuff to digest. So join us,
won't you?
We promise your brain will do something while listening. Might not be good.
Bores and Bernstein. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. From Learfield Sports.
Oh, great steal. 3-on-2 break, Illinois. Starks feed to Black, who slams it in.
On the Fighting Illini Sports Network.
Long, long three is good. Hill, the heart of the zone. 15-footer right side is good.
Fighting Illini basketball is on the air.
The program that started Clemson winning again.
Yeah.
And enabled them to go and win their first national championship. And the only one, but... To watch what Dabo Swinney has done with this team, and each year he gets better, and he changed the culture at Clemson. And they went from hoping they might win some of these big games to, in the last few years, believing, saying, we can. We do. Here's what we do. And everybody thought, you know, there's no chance against Alabama. I mean, you don't have the pedigree and everything. Our boys could roll. Our boys, we have some stallions up there, and we've got a very, very special quarterback in Deshaun Watson, who
coming
is,
back.
Yeah, his physical talent is incredible, but his main attributes are off the field. But he's an incredible team leader.
So I feel like you could walk out there and kind of hold your own still. I mean, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
And you got the glow about you, and I mean, you just look healthy as all get out. And I was told that I couldn't believe this, that you were over 300 pounds at one point.
Well, I was right at 300. I was one apple pie short of 300. If I'd have taken that next bite. But I started on Nutrisystem 9 years ago and got my dear friend Dan Marino involved with them. And him and I'm still the godfather of this thing. But I lost 60 pounds in 8 weeks.
Wow.
And so I'm out here and I'm helping Nutrisystem and get the word out, because not only do we have Super Bowl Sunday, but Super Monday is the biggest diet decision day for men in the country.
Right.
So, you know, they
football
probably
gonna, season's yeah, over
it's
and
over.
Now it's, hey, we can flip the switch maybe and do something good.
Yeah. You know what? And there's nothing happening now. I mean, you got some golf and everything, but the weather right. hadn't changed yet. It's still cold. Get off your butt. And make a decision to come and do it. And go to NutriSystem.com. Look, Dan and I have been doing this. If the product wasn't good, if the food was not good, and if it didn't work, we certainly would not be doing this. That's the bottom line. And him and I both have been doing it for 9 years.
So you can check that out by going to NutriSystem.com or visit NutriSystem's Twitter or Facebook page. All the information is there. Jim Stuckey won 2 championships with the 49ers. Crucial part of that defense in the early to mid-80s when they won those 2 titles. Crucial part of that 1981 NFC Championship game win. Jim, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to the Bay Area. All right, brother.
Oh, no doubt about it.
All right,
Jim,
take care.
Our guest here along Radio Row on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break right now. Come back with more as we are live at the site of Super Bowl 50 here on CBS Sports Radio. And now, your latest CBS Sports Radio update.
All right, let's start with the NBA. Going to be a big night. San Antonio Spurs are 26 at home. They'll host the Pelicans. Spurs have won 35 straight regular season home games. That's pretty good. Meanwhile, the Heat have announced that Tyler Johnson had his left shoulder surgery today. No timetable for his return has been released. And how about this report? Sources suggesting that the Celtics have inquired about potential Dwight Howard trades. No word yet on exactly who that would involve besides Howard, and obviously both teams denying it at this point in time. All right, CBS Sports Network tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 90 minutes from now. It's a good one. Third-ranked Villanova playing host to Creighton. From hockey, Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Wiedemann has been suspended 20 games for his hit on linesman Don Henderson in last week's home loss to Nashville. All right, let's get to the NFL now. Super Bowl week continuing. Peyton Manning been asked many questions, perhaps the one he's been asked the most. Will this be his final game?
Like I've said all week long, really the past couple weeks, just trying to focus on the task at hand and focus on what's on our plate this week and not get too far ahead.
All right, well, guess what? One team, not the Broncos, not the Panthers, hoping that it's not Peyton's final game. According to reports, the Rams have had internal discussions about bringing Manning to Los Angeles if he again plays another season. Rashawn Gary, the number one ranked prospect overall, has committed to Michigan. That's right, today, National Signing Day. The coveted defensive tackle from Paramus, New Jersey, chose Michigan over Clemson. I'm Jay Berman.
This is Greg Giannotti.
I'm Brian Jones, and we're in San Francisco for Super Bowl 50.
Listen to the show from 6 to 9 Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Winter blues got you down? It's time to start planning your spring golf getaway. And there's no better place than Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Choose from over 100 pristine courses set along 60 miles of beautiful Carolina coast. Plus, with over 30 nonstop markets flying to Myrtle Beach, it's easy to get out of the cold and into the sunshine. For golf vacation packages and exclusive tee time deals, visit MyrtleBeachGolfHoliday.com today. Myrtle Beach, where the world comes to play.
The most romantic day of the year is also the perfect day to propose. So for the most important Valentine's Day gift you'll ever give, go to Jared. We'll help you create the custom engagement ring of her dreams. And we'll give you up to $1,000 toward a beautiful setting when you purchase your diamond at Jared. It's called Get Set in Diamonds Rewards. And it's only at Jared this Thursday through Sunday. So don't miss your chance to save. Because the one ring she'll wear forever is waiting for you at Jared.
Little Caesar's bacon-wrapped deep dish pizza is back, and we have someone who'd like to tell you something.
This is Chet Wallaby, Little Caesar's corporate scapegoat. I stood between you and a delicious pizza top with pepperoni and bacon and wrapped in over 3.5 feet of bacon. I alone took it off the menu at every one of Little Caesar's thousands of locations. Sorry.
Pick up a bacon-wrapped deep dish pizza for just $12 before Chet goes and ruins everything again. Only at Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
See something? Smell something? Do something. If your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. It's time to do something. Call WAVE Home Solutions at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. The WAVE ventilation unit removes the unhealthy air that a dehumidifier just recirculates. WAVE continuously expels damp, polluted air, drying out your basement or crawl space and transforming your entire house into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Guaranteed. WAVE costs just pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. So transform your home into a drier, healthier place. Call WAVE today at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Show is live on Radio Row from San Francisco for Super Bowl 50.
And today's show from Radio Row brought to you by Harley Davidson and LifeLock. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio, live from the Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco. And joining us here alongside Radio Row is the most popular man in the world. Ravens defensive tackle Brandon Williams sitting by, and I hate to pull you away from the adoring masses over there.
Oh, no, it's all good, man. I'm happy to be here.
As soon as you set up here on our stage, the masses came over. You had reporters interviewing you, asking you questions, signing footballs. I mean, you're kind of the prince of this palace over here.
I don't know about the prince of the palace. I mean, I'm just a guy, you know.
Just a guy?
I'm just a guy, who plays a good game. So, I mean, I'm just loving the fans, loving the atmosphere. It's my first time out here to a Super Bowl, so I'm just enjoying it all.
Now, we were talking about this in the break. You do a mean Carlton dance.
Oh,
you have shown this off, for a big fella specifically, maybe the best big fella Carlton dance going.
Oh, yeah.
And let's start here. When did you start practicing that? What age were you when you first pulled it?
I mean, Fresh Prince came out how long ago? So
kind of like early 90s.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been out there. I mean, I've been doing it, I mean, here and there every now and then, but, like, not, like, professionally doing the Carlton and nothing like that. But, yeah, that video I posted on Instagram, that was about 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right when I first got into the NFL, and I was, you know, kind of, like, got them draft day jitters and
right,
just messing around. But I've been doing it for a while, but never like just busting it out like that.
And so now we have Mike Tolbert actually challenging you to a Carlton dance off.
That's what I heard.
Is that right? Panthers fullback.
Yeah. I guess he scored a touchdown and did it. I mean I tried to do it, I guess, but I mean it needs work. It needs work.
His does.
His definitely.
Yours needs. Is very polished.
Oh, yeah. It's polished. I mean, I can even add a little something to it, but right. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, he might need to, you know, go in and practice it a little bit. I mean, he said it was impromptu, and, you know, I practice it every day. I'm not at home in my mirror just, you know, doing the Carlton and making sure it's perfected. No, I mean, I just bust it out whenever, you know, when necessary.
Now, what do you think would happen if you met Carlton? I mean, Alfonso Ribeiro, like, would you have to break it out?
I might have to.
Right? I mean, that's kind of mandatory.
Just so you can give me some tips, because obviously he's the originator. He's like the godfather of the Carlton, you know? So you have to, you know, kind of pass it by him. Just like, hey, man, how's this? You know, how's my arms? How's my swing? The hips right? So you know, all so that good. Stuff like that. So, I mean, I'd definitely break it out for him, you know, because, I mean, it's an honor to meet him, first of all.
Yeah.
So it'd be great.
My biggest compliment I can pay you to your Carlton is that a lot of people just use the elbows and the arms and the hips. You also add the neck.
Yeah.
Right. The neck has to wave side to side. Oh, that's very big.
It's big. It's big.
Maybe the biggest part.
The more you get moving, the better it looks. The better it looks. I mean, you know, you can just like move the hips and the arms. You know, it just looks okay. It looks somewhat decent, cookie cutter, may I say. But when you get the head, the movie, you know, the moving, the, you know, gyrating a little bit, everything, you know, it comes up perfect, you know.
Yeah. Ravens defensive lineman Brandon Williams is our guest here on Radio Row on CBS Sports Radio. I think everybody loves a good big man dance.
Oh, yeah.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think the most popular player dances always come out of the defensive lineman? Or the offensive lineman?
Yeah. I think that, I mean, people, they stereotype us. You know, big, can't move. I mean, we're in the NFL. We're running after, you know, running backs and doing all this stuff. I mean,
got to be athletic.
Yeah, got to be athletic. Got to be coordinated. So, but they don't see that often. You know, they don't see big guys moving like that. They don't see big guys grooving like that. They don't see, you know, just big guys getting out their shell and just hanging out. You see all the, obviously, the wide receivers, you know, doing their end zone dances and all that stuff. But as soon as a big guy comes to it, it's like, oh, it's like we just, like, reinvented the wheel or something. So I don't know why they say this. I mean, big guys got moves. I mean, shoot, we got some massive moves, and we got some, you know, great dance stuff we got going on here. I mean, I don't know why they think, you know, that they're sleeping on. I don't know why they're sleeping.
I also think that if you're a defensive lineman, you know you're going to touch the football so infrequently, so rarely, that you've got to make it count. When you do, when you pounce on a fumble, get a pick six, or just a deflection or a sack, you got to make that count.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if you're tired or whatever. You know, I mean, a 13-play drive and you got fumble or whatever.
Right.
You got to do something because, I mean, you earn that. You earn the right to get jiggy with it.
You earn the right to get jiggy with it. I totally agree with that. So how has it been over the last three seasons playing for a Ravens defense, for a franchise that's known for its defense, that won a Super Bowl primarily because of a defense? You know, Flacco was incredible in that postseason, but boy, the D has always been the Ravens' DNA.
Right. I mean, I've been blessed, you know, to be drafted into a great organization, a great franchise, and, you know, it's been wonderful because I got to meet Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, you know, guys, key guys on that defense that, you know, definitely were the glue to that defense and definitely the top leaders, you know. So I got to meet so many people, got to take notes, and got to kind of polish my game because of them. And the defense, being a defensive player, being on one of the best defenses in the league is just, you know, you can't do nothing but smile every day when you go to work.
Your first year was Ray Lewis's last year. So you walk into a locker room.
I came in after Ray Lewis.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I thought the year after they won the Super Bowl, I came in.
Okay. So that was...
I missed them by a hair.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys didn't even cross over.
No.
But you know that the legacy is there because his persona is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
And so what is that like? Because I know he still comes by the locker. We have Bart Scott on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bart says the Ravens are such a family that guys, former players, just come by the locker room and step on by. And it's like a college program.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you see the Goose, you see Ray Lewis, you see Ed Reed, you see everyone.
Right.
You know, you see Mike McAfee.
There's been a ton of them. Right?
Everyone you see, even from the old Baltimore Colts.
Yeah,
they just come in, hang out, kick it, and maybe have a few words of wisdom. And you know, you shake their hands, hey, talk to them. Sometimes, you know, you get a little closer to other people than you used to. I mean, I went to a baseball game with Ed Reed. You know, so we hung out with him a little bit. So he's an awesome guy. So yeah, it's definitely what they say, a big family. Like once you're a Raven, you're always a Raven, and I believe that. You know, wholeheartedly.
Defensive lineman Brandon Williams of the Ravens joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Ed Reed is such an interesting character because you saw him on the football field and he was kind of like the quiet assassin, right? Big hitter, created big plays, didn't ever have to celebrate much.
Mm-hmm.
What I think people don't realize is how smart he is. I mean, he's kind of like a professor. When he speaks defense, it's like he's giving a lecture, right?
Oh, for sure.
To hang out with him and go to an Orioles game or whatever, a baseball game, what is that like?
It was awesome. He's real cool, real chill, real laid back. I mean, we talked football a little bit, you know, hung out, and he just, like, you hung on every word he said.
Right.
You know, anything he said, he's like, I don't know, just everything he said was just, like, so intriguing, so interesting, something that you knew you had to just keep in your pocket and just remember all the time. So, I mean, talking to him was, it's like, you know, if you went to a coaching clinic, it was like a coaching clinic in the first, like, in 20 minutes, you know?
Right.
So it was amazing just talking to him, just hanging out with him, just kind of picking his brain a little bit. And like you said, the dude was a professor. He's like, he's like the coach and the, you know, the student, the athlete on there. So it was great, you know, getting to know him, you know, talking to him and seeing him every now and again, just saying, hey.
You guys were the victims of one of the worst officiated calls of the entire season against the Jaguars. I don't mean to keep picking at a bad scab here, but we got to talk about it. You guys should have won that game. Mm-hmm. It was over. They gave the Jaguars the penalty. They moved them up. They eventually kicked a field goal. They never deserved to kick.
Right.
Granted, the season was not going well for you guys anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But is that just salt in the wound? I mean, how do you even how do you rationalize that type of thing?
It's tough. I mean, especially when you look at it over and over and it's like,
we won that.
We won that. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't called. So, yeah. Therefore, you just got to deal with it. You know, play the next play. Play the next, you know, game. That's what you got to do. I mean, as much as you want to rip, you know, rant and do all that stuff, you just, you know, the game's over. You got to, you know, lick your wound for a second, and then you got to get back on the grind.
You guys were the victim of a couple of fouls this year, whistles, penalties that were dodgy at best, mm-hmm. questionable at best.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel week after week when those calls were going against you that it was just like, God, can't we catch a break here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few. Like the one against the Raiders when Will Hill had that pick at the end and they called it a defensive pass interference. And
the Cardinals game on Sunday night was...
Yeah, my tackle, and he's like literally like just not moving. He's standing there, and then finally I'm like, all right, I let him go, and then he just takes off.
Right.
I mean, I guess it is what it is. Just got to hit him harder next time.
John Harbaugh is an intense coach.
Yeah.
He's a champion. He's an intense coach.
Very
passionate. What has it been like to play under him?
It's been great. I mean, he's definitely a player's coach, you know. He'll praise you when necessary, and he'll also get on you when you need to. He's one of those coaches, like, if you do something good, he might drop you, you know, drop you a dime, just say, hey, man, that was really good. But mostly he's like, that's what you should have been doing in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're a pro. You're a professional. You're in the NFL. Like, doing the right thing is expected all the time. You know, and the way the Ravens do it, it's expected to be better all the time. You
right.
know, you got to get 1% better. You got to do, you know, everything. Anything and everything you do, yesterday should have been your worst day. You know, today is going to be better than yesterday. Even though yesterday was a great day, today, the next day has to be better. And the day after that and the day after that and all that stuff. So, I mean, he's a great coach. He definitely speaks a lot of wisdom. He has a lot of football knowledge. I love being with him. I love just having him as a coach. You know, he's one of those coaches that he'll be in the weight room with you working out and all that stuff. So seeing that, I told him before, I was like, man, dude, it feels nice to play for a coach who would grind with you. You
yeah.
see him doing the sprints outside, doing, you know, running around the, you know, field and all that stuff, getting in, working out. It feels good to play for a coach because he knows the grind as well.
Brandon Williams, defensive lineman for the Ravens, joining us here on the show. So before I let you go, you know that when you're on Radio Row, you got to be promoting something. I mean, every one of these players is uh-huh. promoting something. So we got to figure out something for you to promote.
I don't know. What do you think you got for me?
Carlton Dance.
With Carlton Dance.
Like how to? Like Carlton Dance for Dummies?
Carlton for Dummies. Yeah, the 101. I'm working on the new dance move.
Oh, okay. What is that?
I call it the hip whip.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening. What do we got here?
It's like a hula hoop.
Okay.
A little like swing of the arm. So it's okay. Like, I don't know if I can get up and, you know, do it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll try to describe this.
It's more of like
play
a,
by play.
It's more of like a.
Williams is up.
Like
a, oh, okay. He's,
it's like
he's
just dancing. Like
he's got his left hand
and
out.
Got,
and he's just
swinging the,
so whipping like that right one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whipping the right hand and then swinging the hips.
Swinging the hips.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your next sack dance?
It might be. It's you know, it's a process.
It's
you know,
a process.
It's in the works right
you gotta
now.
You
got to
go into the lab and kind of work
it out. Lab, you know,
workshop this.
You know, turn Bunsen burner. You know, just got to heat this up. You know, maybe, you know, less of this and more of that. So it's in the works. But
okay. Do you work on that with teammates or
no.
just you got to do solo?
Last time, I worked with teammates. Someone stole it.
You're kidding.
Someone
stole
one of my things. I'm not going to say any names.
Okay.
But.
Was it a defensive player?
Yeah.
So a fellow defensive player.
Yeah.
You're doing something to practice.
One guy, a lowlife.
A lowlife.
Took my celebration dance.
Is he still on the team?
No, he's not.
Oh, so that's why he got cut.
No. He's a great guy. I love him to death. But when I started, I was like, really?
I was
just talking about that last week. And now you're just going to go ahead and do it?
We are trademarking the whip. Is that what we're calling
it?
Yeah,
the hip whip.
The hip whip.
Yep.
We are trademarking that.
Yep, trademarking the hip whip.
We'll make sure that nobody can steal that. Brandon Williams, defensive lineman. Coming to a field near you. Brandon Williams for the Ravens. This was awesome, man. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
I appreciate you stopping on by. We'll come back with more along Radio Row here from Super Bowl 50 and the Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco. You are locked into the DA show here on CBS Sports Radio.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now.
800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670.